Canada, I'm a-coming to my favorite club, and I think I'm going to record my CD there. November 13th through the 17th, I will be at the Comic Strip in Edmonton, one of my favorite clubs to play. The last week in November, I'm back at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Very excited, and I hope you can come out and support us at all of our shows.
And now, a message from Gareth Reynolds.
Oh, hey, everybody. Coming from the Naughty Show, talking to the Illuminati. We're here to offer you guys some awesome Naughty Show packages. A lot of times people are saying, hey, how do I get in the bloodstream of this terrific podcast? Well, guys, we're just going to main vein you right into the body, okay? Here's what we got for you. The $5 sound effects. That's right. You can hit me up and send $5 and you'll get any sound effects you want. Followed by the $10 Twitter Follow Friday Vine extravaganza. If you guys send $10, we will blast your Twitter. We will blast your Twitter on Vine. We'll blast your Twitter on Twitter. We will Follow Friday you. You will be part of the Illuminati in the Naughty Show. Or for $20, you will get a handwritten mystery letter. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, like, hey, asshole, why do I want that? Well, first of all, fuck you. And second of all, the reason is you don't know what's going to be inside there. The point is there's a lot to offer. $5 sound effects, $10 Twitter main vein, $20 handwritten letter. Guys, 5-star reviews on iTunes really help us out. Take a picture of that. We're going to give you a prize. We haven't determined what that is yet. Might be a postcard signed by all of us. Okay, guys, we love you. Keep voting. Keep rating. Keep listening. Keep loving. Because remember, guys, without you, it's just us talking. It is 10 o'clock at the Peace Sharp. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. We're missing the captain and the first mate, but what we do have is an extra instructor, Skippy Green, sticking around.
You know, it's like...
Live, this is how we always saw it, right?
Yeah, just you and me.
You
we're
and
taking
me
over this shit.
At Playboy Radio.
This was our plan since we met in 73.
That's right, yeah.
We said in 40 years.
Now, I know that you've been working in Hollywood for how long?
You are really bad at vamping.
How long have you been working in Hollywood, though?
I've been in the business. I've been out here since the mid-1940s. I know I look good.
You look good? How old are you?
Well, I don't want to give things away. I'll just tell you, years ago, my doctor said, you know, to stay healthy, I should only eat fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
That's why to this day, I only go down.
No. Skippy,
oh
you're
God.
Almost there. You're
I only
right there.
Go down on gay guys and coma patients.
Oh, my God.
See, if you hadn't made me laugh, what would the
sorry.
Giggles?
I just was already excited.
Oh,
I can't look you in the eye. Much like having sex with, I'm sure, women who can't look you in the eye. I can't do it when I'm talking to you.
Most times.
Only because we're both going to be laughing.
Yeah,
me and the women
true.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay, wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
I thought...
Hello.
Never. Oh, hello, Sam.
We're back.
Sam, whenever you're ready.
Things are great.
Thank God, Tripoli. This guy was fucking floundering.
You son of a bitch. I think that was I think we got a great joke
it's
out of
floundering
it.
Floundering a gay sex move? Is that what that is? That's
it's kind of like... It's like Finding Nemo-ish.
That's... Thank... I take that as a compliment.
You swallow a clownfish, and then I... I don't have to finish the bit.
That's good.
You're
it's
awesome.
A good bit.
Swallow a clownfish and just said something. Send a starfish up your starfish.
I don't even need it.
Thanks for
swallowing
staying in
a
the
clownfish.
Show. Thanks for coming to the show. Did Nikki get her? You got her. She got her vibrator, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, she was very excited about
right,
it.
Yeah.
Cool.
She took a handful of extras just to be safe.
Getting a thumbs up.
Fun stuff going on. Guys, please go to naughtyshow.net. Check out all of our stuff. We're making cards right now, so everybody who gave a 5-star and sent me a tweet or something, we're going to get you your cards. We're going to get you out these videos.
Sam, why is the Illuminati so important to the show?
Because without them, we'd just be talking to ourselves.
I think that's so true.
You know?
That's so true.
I mean, I'm just speaking truth here.
That's catchy. You got to say that's catchy, Skippy.
Much like AIDS, it's very catchy.
Right.
So, Vicky, how are you doing?
Doing
doesn't
good.
Even acknowledge it.
No.
It was great. It
drop
was great.
An AIDS bomb, which would be the worst weapon ever.
It's an AIDS bomb.
AIDS bomb.
Is that a Yankee term for every time A-Rod hits a home run?
Hello!
Oh, Sammy's
it's an AIDS
back.
Bomb.
Hello! Sam Tripoli for three!
Fun stuff. We got a great show for you today. We got from The Fix and After Power... After party chat, my good friend Amy Dresden will bring her in. And then I really love rappers. I love female rappers.
Really?
We had a great show where Vicky crushed it at the comedy rap battles.
That's right.
And did you see the girl who rapped at the end?
Yeah, Nova Rockefeller.
Nova Rockefeller murdered it.
She rapped with Jensen Karp. It was crazy. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, and they brought it. They brought it.
I've always wanted to see her go up against Jensen Karp.
Yeah. Well, they were like a duo. They didn't have to battle.
They played together. It wasn't a battle. It was friendship.
No, that's what I mean. I was playing on the same squad of the battle. Finally, it's happening.
Skippy Green, what do you think of white rapping women?
Me either.
About what?
White women rappers.
Well, you know, if there's anything that I know about, it's wrapping up white women.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, at the end of the night, we're wrapped up.
Yeah,
I
no,
don't
he means hip-hop, like rap.
Oh.
Not
oh.
body.
Not rap. No. I don't mean it's. I'm not Dexter here.
Oh, okay, good.
You know? Dexter. I'm relevant. But no, I find it very sexy when white women rap, you know, because I like how when they're hitting the poses and they're saying the naughty words,
yeah.
You know, and then they dance around and they take the clothes off
right.
and they just start blowing you. I might be thinking of something different
yeah,
now that I'm
maybe
now
it's
that
something
it's coming
else.
Out.
Yeah,
you know,
that
loud.
Got, that was going good and it got weird. It got weird.
Have we just met?
Yeah, you're
this
talking
is,
to
you
AIDS
bring
bomb.
Me on the show.
That's
you know
why
what's
going to
happen.
That's
we're
going
to go AIDS
here.
Bombing, exactly.
There's going to be an AIDS bomb for A-Rod. So a lot of great stuff going on. Can we make that call? Did you get the number? Yeah, give him a call. See if we can get him online. Let's get this party started. Vicky.
Yes.
Have I told you how much I loved you lately?
Yeah, a little too much in the past 2 hours.
Sam, a little
weird.
More. Well, we're on our fourth hour of podcasting.
Yeah.
And I love it. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, let's go four more.
I want to thank everybody who did the 4 hours. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for dedicating yourself and working really hard. And I feel that it's just fun, right? It's been going good. I know the live night show is very stressful for you in particular.
Vicky, what Sam's saying to you, how does that affect you? How does that make you feel? Sam's very effusive with his love for you.
I love you.
How do you feel?
It's weird.
It's weird.
I think
right?
it's weird. Yeah, I think it's very putting me on the spot. I think it's a weird time to do it.
Hey,
this is
going to
release someday.
I love what you do. This is very weird. It's very uncomfortable for me. I'm just telling you.
And then, Sam, how does that make you feel when she responds like that? What does
it
that
makes mean? Me weird, uncomfortable. I feel.
That's more.
So it's like you're mirroring Vicky. And then, Vicky, the fact that Sam's mirroring that, how does that make you feel?
What is this? Who are you?
Huh? No, I thought, what is this? Oh, I hit my head really hard.
This is Sigmund Freud over here.
I feel like there's a reaction he wants, and I don't feel like I'm giving
it. It's a makeout.
What should I do?
All right. Well,
you're great too, Sam.
There we
no,
go.
No, you're the best.
All
okay.
right.
Now we I was just somewhere. Trying to show my appreciation, and I get kicked in the balls. Balls. Just got kicked in the balls.
Balls.
Joining us online is Naughty Show favorite, one of our favorite people on the planet, had a very successful Windy City Heat weekend, but now he's got bigger and better plans coming up. Please welcome one of the greatest comedic minds of our generation, my good friend, and I say that with all pride, Mr. Don Barris. Don, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me this time?
Yes, we can, Don. Thanks for calling in.
There we go.
I am so happy. Last time we had a little problem. How's everything going over there, guys?
Hey, Don.
I can't, yeah.
Hello there. How are you?
That's your number one fan.
Don, the Windy weekend was fucking amazing.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you didn't go every night, though.
I went to everything but the chili cook-off. I canceled the show to go to the live podcast.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have gotten you into the chili cook-off.
We all thought we had to drop 500 clams on it.
It looked amazing.
No. After all you guys have done for me, are you kidding me? And it was crazy.
It looked amazing.
Ask any fans that were there, I really felt bad because some of these guys got there to Perry's apartment. Now, if you're not familiar, we let Perry have a little party where we had a chili cook-off. And what he did is anybody who paid $500 got a chance to go to that. But by the end, we just were letting all the real fans in there for free.
And that's at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, Apartment 102, right?
Yep, you're exactly right. And I'll tell you something. It's very hard to believe, but the management wasn't really happy that we had
oh my God.
People there.
What?
I can't believe this.
They had people out there with signs and everything. So who else, who's there right now? What's the roll call? Who's there?
Well, you have the usual suspects. The very talented and gorgeous Vicky Pezza.
Oh, God, he's laying it on
the queen of my world.
You know, before we go into that, I can't tell you. I have a picture of Vicky right now, her head attached to a naked body. So I'm in love with her.
Dude, Photoshop is great for beating off to your friends who won't get naked for you.
It's great.
We have the one and only Gareth Reynolds here.
Don, again, great weekend.
And join us in studio. He can't hear you because he doesn't have microphones, but I know you two would love each other. I mean, he doesn't have headphones. Skippy Green is in the room, and if you have anything to say to him, I will. Yes, the legend.
Is that the guy that wrote the book, The Skippy Green Assignment?
Did you write the book, Skippy Green Assignment?
No, I wrote Skippy Green Eggs and Hand Jobs.
Oh, that's different. Different.
Different sections of Barnes & Noble.
A little bit different.
But nice, assuming I'm talking to you, Don.
Yes. I mean, two great comics just talking to each other. That should be played young comedians for the rest of your life. Two geniuses come together. Don, we're running out of time, but I want to get to this awesome project you're working on. What's happening?
Absolutely. Well, what we're trying to do is this. For fans of the Big Three, we're kind of heading
which we all are.
Last stages, and what we wanted to do was go out in a big way. We had the big anniversary show, and I think 21 years of struggling to try to make something happen with this is just about enough. So we came up with this idea that we'll do a Fund Anything account and try to do a reality show that leads into a movie. Our hope was that a lot of celebrities that were fans of it might say, hey, oh, I didn't know you're trying to do something. Let me take over and produce that thing. Well, that hasn't happened. So,
what kind of fucking world do we live in?
I know it.
And it's such a pisser because I'll tell you something. Thank God for guys like you that actually get the joke and think it's a great show, a great movie that we did. And I really appreciate that. It's just I wish some other people to jump on board and help us out with this. And the only thing that we're doing is we're trying to get people to put in to our Fund Anything account. And our Fund Anything account is you go to fundanything.com, and then it's under, I think it's called the campaign, is the Big Three Project, the Big Three Project. And what our fans have been doing, they've been spectacular. But the thing is, when you're they're giving what they can. They're giving $10, $20, but that doesn't finance a movie. So right. We're looking for anything we can, and we're trying to get some kind of steam on this. And I appreciate you, all you guys there, giving us a chance to at least talk about this.
Oh, dude, so we'll have you on all the time, every time. Now, real quick, so we're very specific. Where should they go so they can fund this?
FundAnything.com, and go under, they have a thing that's called the campaign. And under the campaign, look for the Big Three Project.
The Big Three Project.
Fund Anything, right. The Big Three Project. Give hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And for anyone who doesn't listen to the podcast or aware of Windy City Heat, you should definitely check it out. It is the funniest thing ever made.
Hey, and you know, just one real quick thing. And what you have to do there, and right now I'm in the middle of asking all my celebrity friends and things like that to make a video. And I was wondering if you guys could make a video just saying, hey, make a contribution, you know, about a minute, maybe 2 minutes.
Done.
Long.
We'll do it right
awesome.
After the show.
Absolutely.
All of us.
Okay, would
sing
you do that?
Acapella and we'll send it to you.
Send me a video. I would really appreciate that, guys. I every time that I've come on, you've treated me like fucking royalty, and I owe all of you, and I thank you very much.
Well,
and one day, there's one cast member that you have right there I will sleep with.
Nice. Thank
Gareth's
you, dude.
Gareth's willing right now. Oh, me? Oh,
well.
Whoa, everybody wants to get in that. Vicky Pezza.
I'll film it. I can film
wow,
it.
Wow, I'd like to watch that. Maybe beat off in the corner, yell some plays. You know,
I'll do craft services.
Okay, so we've got some.
Let me just ask this. If Vicky would do me one favor, while I'm pounding her giny hole, if she would continue to talk about the Big Three project on the Fund Anything, I can put it up as a video.
I think that would be like a great ad campaign.
Oh,
wait, the Fund Anything for the reality show that'll turn into a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right, Vicky's going to do it.
I'll do it. I expect some roles in some of these things, but I'll do if you think that'll get it funded.
Perry's got a lot of roles.
You know what? There's one lucky person that gets to make out with Perry on a regular basis.
Oh, Gareth?
Let's slow down.
I've always said I'm only gay for Perry.
That's cool. That's the way to be. Well, listen,
be
Thank
a great
you very
shirt.
Much for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Don, we'll
it,
have
guys.
You in any time. Let's set up another time to get you in and have a little fun. All right, bud?
Okay. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk
Don
later.
Don Barris, the funniest guy I know.
Yay, bye,
Big
bye,
Three
bye.
Podcast. Go on, fund anything. Big Three. All right,
bye,
bud. Now. Take care.
Bye.
Gareth, I like that for a shirt. I'm
what?
Gay for Perry.
I'm only gay for Perry.
I'm only gay for Perry. I like that.
He would love that. I know that about Scaremaster.
That All might right. fund the project.
Well, I'm very excited to bring in our next guest. We just have another great show for you. And she's sitting here. She's looking a little nervous, which I don't know why, because she's one of the funniest people I know. Listen, when I go on Facebook, there's three people I laugh at. Okay? There's Dafina, who's this crazy Albanian from the Comedy Store. Then the fucking guy, we got to get him on. He's so hilarious. Gene Pompa.
I love Gene.
And then this next comic, who I think is hilarious. It's even funnier because she's really nervous because she's done some crazy shit in her life. And just talking about it should be the simplest part of it. Please welcome my good friend. You can see her writings on The Fix. And I got to hear about this. After Party Chat, Amy Dresden, everybody.
Dresner.
Sorry. Why do I fuck your name up?
My good friend. I can't even say her last name.
Dresner. I said Dresner.
Please welcome Trenton Reznor, everybody.
The point is you're close.
I'm an asshole. We'll fix them post. Only kidding. Good looking Vicky. Come on. Give it up for Vicky real quick, everybody.
Jesus Christ.
And for the troops.
Amy, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm just about to throw away any real job prospects or future husband possibilities on this show. But
okay.
Hey,
no, listen.
I figure I can't get a worse reputation than I already have, so what am I concerned
Why
about?
Why do you have go a bad it. Reputation? I don't think you get a bad...
Really?
Guys, who can we get on the radio show that sucks ass?
Well, yeah, you do, but
I
then you say the
shitty
not...
reputation person.
Yeah, and then you go, but don't say it if I ask you on the air. Go, no. That's how you do it. But yeah, you do. I mean, I don't know.
That was just really uncalled for, dude.
Sorry.
I think you're brilliant.
Thank you.
I think your ceiling is so high.
Thank you.
And your writing is so funny.
Thank you.
And, you know, you're all over the place. You write on The Fix, which is, what's The Fix?
The Fix is a now defunct, it went bankrupt, recovery addiction website. And so I wrote about 25 pieces for them, and my pieces were extremely edgy
and what
graphic
were those pieces
and in
about?
Your face. They were about relapse. They were about shooting coke. They were about my days as a tweaker. They were about going through a divorce. They were about psychiatric meds. They were about high-priced rehabs. They were all personal stories.
And you used to get in a lot of trouble for these, you would tell me. People would get really angry because you were very honest about the whole rehab.
Yeah, either people like, oh, my God, you're so honest. And I'd get emails and people like, I feel less alone, and that was amazing, and thank you for saying what you said. And other people were like, that's not good program. I'm like, fuck you. This is my experience, you know. So. Now,
and what was one of your crazier articles where the feedback was just
I never read the I didn't actually ever read the feedback because I didn't want it to influence me to write a certain way for certain people or to not say certain things to trigger other people. I never read the feedback.
So when you wrote a story, you're like, this is good. Do you have one that you're like, okay, this is
good?
Well,
my editor would be like, this is good or this is shit or do another draft or whatever.
Do you have a story that you might want to share or should I call your editor right now?
One of the ones that Slate reposted was, Salon reposted a piece about my days as a junkie.
Yeah.
Because I'd just gotten out of Promises. And I got high with this guy, relapsed, and he taught me how to shoot up. And that was the next 6 months of my life was shooting coke.
I want to start, before you start telling some of this story, or if whatever you want to tell, that you and I are both in rehab, both in recovery together.
Correct.
We're
yes.
both good friends, and
yes.
we talk to each other
We've
a lot.
Seen each other at meetings.
Yes. You know, we just, we work together. So that's the only reason I would say go into it, because I'm very honest mm-hmm. on this show about my dealings with drugs and alcohol.
I don't have any shame about it. Why have shame about it? I've written about it in articles. And, you know, if I try and cover stuff, then I feel ashamed about it. If I say it, what's anyone going to say? Like, ooh, you shot coke in your neck. Yeah.
You shot
and now I'm clean.
Coke in your fucking neck.
Yeah.
Like, when you were doing that, were you like, I'm shooting coke in my neck?
Yeah, I was like, this is fucking retarded.
And then you did it.
Yeah.
I've been there, man. I've been there where, like, I never shot. I don't like needles. I could never deal with needles. But I've always been there where you are addicted to the drug and you can't stop.
You know it's fucking stupid. You're like, I'm gonna give myself a stroke doing this and it better be a good high. You know? I mean, I used to shoot coke, have a seizure, and be like, oh, maybe I need a little more water. That was a strong shot. add water and shoot coke again and then have another seizure, which is when I decided to shoot coke wearing a bike helmet. Because I was like, obviously, shooting coke is a high-impact sport. I need to protect my fucking head. Never did occur to me, like, let's get sober. Maybe we should get sober.
That is fucking
gnarly.
A coke helmet. That's good.
A coke helmet.
Having a coke helmet. I didn't know you got a bike. I didn't. No more questions.
Now, Amy, you one of my favorite things you were writing was you were working in a Hollywood cleanup gang. Now, listen, man. It's part of the recovery. You're doing it. We all have to deal with fucking the wreckage of some of our stuff we're doing.
Right.
But your writing on this was some of the funniest.
Oh, the clean team?
Just tell the listeners.
Okay, so I got arrested for domestic assault. That was the end of that marriage. I guess almost 2 years ago. And so I got... they sent me to a year of domestic violence class and 30 days of community labor. Not community service, but community labor.
So they wanted you to work.
Hard labor. So now I sweep up human poo and syringes and condoms and Whippet cans and
trash.
Are
you still doing it?
Oh, yeah. I've got 10 more days. Huh?
Who's booking that?
Work is work,
work,
man.
Is work. Work is work. Like,
no, it's, you know, you don't get paid. You're just, it's me and a bunch of Mexican dudes.
Kind of thing. I got it.
You know, it's me and a bunch of Mexican dudes sweeping the streets of West Hollywood.
Oh, it's at the Ha Ha Cafe. No.
Oh my God.
What? He's on fire.
No. Anybody in the business gets these.
We're going to cut up and sample it. So, yeah, you're working on these things, and you just must see some crazy shit when you're cleaning these streets, because you're in bright orange, right?
No, there's different shirts for different areas.
What color guard are you?
Well, it depends on where I'm assigned. So you can do graffiti removal, or you can do, you know, sweeping or painting.
It's
really
like
depends.
Starfleet, different colors.
Oh, so if you were Star Trek, which character would you be? Would you be James T. Kirk? Or would you be the red black guy that always gets shot in every clutch?
I found some condoms over here, sir.
Now, you've had some funny stories that...
Yeah, I wrote an article for After Party Chat about it called I Joined the Clean Team, and it's pretty funny.
After Party Chat, does that sound like all those late night commercials? Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm bored.
Me
I'm
and my friends just turned 18.
And so are you talking dirty to a bunch of old men? Calling
no,
you?
It's like the... It's
Could
the
you,
old...
please?
It's the old editor from The Fix who started her own magazine. So I've been doing that. And then, you know, I just got off my first comedy writing gig for this big YouTube variety.
Yeah, okay, we're going to get
awesome.
It. We're going to push your product and all that stuff. I just want to get
it's
into
it. It's not a product. I mean,
I know what you got going on. Ant's fucking awesome. And
you just want to hear about all the gross celebrities I had sex with in rehab.
Maybe. I do. We don't need names. But what I do want to talk about is the story I told you that I couldn't stop laughing at. Do you remember that?
No, which one was that?
And then she died.
Oh, right. Oh, the last clean team.
Set that up. Yeah, set up.
Okay. Okay. So
what is
I'm
this
in...
Jeopardy? Here's the punchline. And the setup is?
Walk us backwards to the boring part.
So it's 7:30 in the morning, and it's me with like five Mexican dudes. And I've learned a lot of Spanish since I've been on this. You know, I know chichinitas means huge tits now, and nalgas is ass. I didn't know any of this. The chicharroni is that gross fried pork, which all Jews should eat. So this one guy's like, the boss was like, I was watching this movie last night, and he goes, it was based on true story, okay? He goes, it was this guy, and he's kidnapped his cousin, okay, to have sex with her. But he don't want her to have babies, so he take her to a bruja, a witch, and they put a potato in her vagina so she don't get pregnant. So she don't get pregnant. He having a sex with her all the time, but she don't get pregnant, but she gets very sick like 2 years in, and they take her to doctor, and the roots from the potato grown in her vagina, and she die. And then we went to McDonald's and everyone ordered hash browns. Really blew my mind.
So hilarious.
Oh my God.
Now you were telling me.
Vagina is my new favorite thing. Yeah. Like, I don't care if I never get laid again. It's like, come here and lick my vagina. You know what I mean?
Potato. Here's the downside to your birth control. She's a farm inside and dead. So don't fuck your cousins.
This sounds like contraception from Idaho. You know, like every state, like go to Florida, shove an orange in your cunt, and then you won't get pregnant. You know, it's freshly squeezed.
Ba-dum-bum.
Hey! Potato.
Now, let me ask you. Now, you've seen what other crazy shit? I'm sure you see people who are up late partying all night and just, it's got to be, you got to see some weird ass
shit. Well, the other day we were on Vermont. There's a lot of homeless people on Vermont, and there was a tweaker girl in her underwear.
Just walk around in her underwear.
Yeah, just like smeared makeup, fucked up hair, and she came over to me, and I was like, what happened to your pants, girl? Where are your pants? She's like, some Armenian bitch burnt them. And I was like, that's too bad, you know?
Sam, who was it? we want a name, Tripoli.
Can't be my mother. She's too busy boning fucking Snippy Green. Yeah.
I know, and then I burned her pants.
Oh, there it is.
It breaks my heart, though. The homeless, like, it's all mental illness, and it's all drug addiction. And it's fucking sad, man. It really, kills
you know,
me.
I'm in, I go to a lot of recovery stuff, and you see the effects of crystal meth now.
Yeah.
People have lost their fucking brains, man.
That gave me epilepsy. Yeah. I had epilepsy for 10 years from crystal. 10
wow.
fucking years.
Wow. Like 10 years from crystal.
I'm finally off all the seizure meds, and I haven't had a seizure in a couple years.
Okay, that's great. Now, you it's always a relapse is always around the corner. You wouldn't shoot fucking it in your neck again, right?
Probably not.
Okay.
But never say never. Hey, never you know.
Don't be a quitter.
Relapse for quitters.
I've always said about crystal meth addicts, they're like the MacGyvers of drug addicts. Like they get tasks and they get them done. I don't know what it is. They'll build a fucking a meth lab in a fucking Walmart. Now you like to work on like furniture.
Well, I wasn't like super horny when I did that stuff. Like coke made me horny, but crystal made me.
Why
like,
does coke make girls horny? What is that?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. It's just
know.
The way it works.
But it does.
Yeah, crystal. I was like refinishing furniture and collaging. A lot of collaging.
Well, there's a method to methods.
That's true.
When you came off the high and you looked at your collages, what would you think?
I haven't looked at them. They're actually all in a Tupperware, as well as a 100 pages of a novel that I wrote about crystal. I was reading, you know, Burroughs and, you know, Kentucky Ham and all that shit, and it was so cool to be a junkie. And, you know, I haven't read that stuff. It could be good. It could be horrible. But when you're up for 17 fucking days
How
and you're writing
you
a new 17 Bible.
17 days?
I was writing a new Bible based on Nietzsche and Emerson.
And it.
Wow.
No.
Will we ever be
love
able to
have
read
a
this?
Look at that Bible? Yeah. I'd love to read that Bible. On the 17th day, she bought a bike helmet.
I mean, I can laugh about all this now, but it was gnarly at the time. It was super dark and gnarly. And
you and I are both sex addicts, too. We've had our problems
all right,
with
I don't
sex
know what you're. I don't know what you're talking
you,
about.
You're not a sex addict.
No, I am.
Okay. But it's got to be hard. I got to tell you, man, I really think addiction is harder on women. Most times I would never be like, I would never... You know, you hear female comics. Oh, you know, it's so hard being a female comic. I'm like, no, it's not.
Right.
It's as hard as a man, somewhat easier. That's a whole different show.
As a recovering comic, we can talk about that. That's separate.
Okay. But I think like addiction, men are so quick to feed an attractive woman's addiction in any way. I mean, if you want drugs, there are guys willing to give you fucking drugs, man. Like, they gotta be, I gotta search it out. I've talked
True.
About this on the show.
True.
Like, I've gotten robbed by the same hooker twice trying to fucking buy drugs. You know, that's just
Idiots.
Me, right? I'm a fucking retard.
Yeah.
I think physically it's harder on women. They've done studies where we bottom out a lot faster. We just don't have the constitution for it, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, because it's like when your parents...
But regarding sex addiction, it's like guys who are sex addicts are studs and girls who are sex addicts are sluts.
I completely disagree with that.
And that's
so, what? Guys who are sex addicts are creepy.
And you included?
Like, if you and I were at some meeting and we were sharing about our addictions, right? And you start going into all the sex you had when you were addicted, people would be like, oh, yeah, this girl's great. If I'm like, yeah, I go into mine, people are like, oh, vaginas would snap shut like bear traps. People wouldn't even shake my hand after the fuck. They're like, dude, you're a sick fuck. I can't tell you how many times I've been at a fucking meeting and I've heard a girl share.
At Slaw, you've been to Sex and Love Acts Anonymous?
Dude, I've been to fucking everything, dude.
Oh,
and how's that working for you?
It's fucking horrible. Because sex addiction is deep inside you. You know
yes,
what I'm
yes,
saying?
It, oh, yeah, I
it's
do.
Yes, Sam, that's the problem.
Say it again. Say it again, Sam.
Slower, Sam. This time put it in deep, but not as fast.
Yeah, it's
you know, it's like a throbbing impulse that's like inside of you, just hitting every spot that drives you crazy and shoots all over your stomach. You know what I mean? You get the metaphor. I'm gonna go masturbate. It's all right. Bye, guys.
All right, guys, it's time for the seventh tradition. So you know, you've done rehab. I've never done rehab.
I've done rehab 6 times.
6 fucking times.
Yeah.
Do you walk in and they yell, "Amy," every time you walk
no,
in?
No, but they do at the ER.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, do they just go, what you doing
you know,
here again?
It's like, yeah, well, I used to have a lot of seizures, so It was bad. I can't. I mean, I could never really do drugs for very long because I would always end up in the ER. Because I was
you go 0 to 60.
Oh, for sure. That's it. It's over. You pick up and it's a fucking over. You know, I don't leave my house. I don't shower. It's just.
Yeah, Mick Betancourt was telling the last stories about the fucking just insanity he would get into. Yeah. Man, it was crazy.
No, I'm super. You know, I'm super happy to be sober. I've been sober for a couple of years and then I relapsed and now I'm sober a little over 9 months. I'll be 10 months.
You're
sober.
The best, and you're so fucking funny, man.
So, are we supposed to be talking about sex stuff? Should I talk more about sex stuff?
Well, I want to hear about it.
Well, I wrote a piece. I wrote a piece for a magazine called The Frisky about squirting.
Yeah, this is your new thing. We've talked a little bit.
You're
about
like, it's pee. It's not pee.
Let's
Sam.
Talk about this.
Oh, it's not pee.
Get on the microphone, it's not Sapphire. She can't hear you, but I'll relay anything you might say. This controversy of squirting, girls squirting. I'm saying, and I've had girlfriends who squirt. I'm saying they're just peeing.
Wrong.
They're just turning me into
so
a urinal.
Wrong. That's just crazy.
What?
That's crazy.
Sam, do you want to see my squirting pictures? We can end this bullshit right now.
Okay. The answer is obviously yes.
I can't believe you just asked me, do you want to see the squirting pictures? Has anyone ever said, no, not yet? Or
no, but one person did say, oh, that's fucking disgusting. I'm like, well, fool, I gave
who
you a
that,
warning.
Your mom? Who would say that?
No. No, but it's definitely not pee.
Okay.
Definitely not pee.
Show Coleman your squirting pictures right now.
Yes, sir.
Coleman?
Gary?
Dragonfly?
Look at Coleman's face. Oh, I can't hear
him. You're going to look at Sapphire squirting
Coleman,
pictures.
Listen, you've done a lot for the show. You've gotten on a stripper pole, been naked. Many you're going to look at this picture real quick and just give it to us with the face.
Dragonfly gave you the thumbs up. Vicky, have you ever squirted? Has Lenny ever just touched that magic place and you just went fucking there, sprinkler system
I'll
on everything?
To me, squirting, it's more than just the release. There has to be a projectile involved as well. Are we all agreeing on that?
No, not vomit.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
It's so weird. You get so like uptight about me talking about buttholes all the time.
She said
and
projectile,
the first time,
that was vomit.
We're
it was
talking
just
about
joke.
How many women have you been with who've puked out of the vagina?
It was a
that's
joke.
What I wanted.
Projectile.
No. I've had girls puke on my dick when they're giving me a blowjob, which is a weird thing. You look down.
That's not good, Sam.
And you got chunky soup all over your nuts.
Because
I'm doing that porno thing. Anybody? Nope.
Oh, that's right. You know Sharon. Yeah.
Sharon's great.
Couldn't suck a cock to save a life. And trust me, I know. I put a gun to her head at one point. Too soon?
No, that's fine.
Amy, let's hear this sex story real quick, and then I want
what
you.
What sex story you want to hear?
The one you just you said you sent a sex story into this thing, and
but wait, you say squirting is urine?
It was about squirting.
Oh
it
yeah,
was about squirting.
Okay.
So do you now acknowledge it is?
I'm going to say the jury has convinced me that it's.
Read my piece, Sam. Because I did a lot of research. What started happening to me? I was freaking out.
All right, let's talk about it. Go into it.
Well, I was
slowly.
I got divorced. I got separated. I got divorced in April of this year, and it was really tough. And sometimes you try and get over someone by getting into someone else, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was dating this very fat, older architect, and he fucked my brains out. Really, truly. And
you wouldn't think
I never had orgasms with anyone. I was like, I don't come, so just give you a heads up. I had like 5 orgasms with this guy the first night. I eventually broke up with him because I was just like, you're just too fat. I can't deal with this. But
he's got magic stick.
Yeah, but that was where I started squirting, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Maybe you need fat fucks to get you off. Why are you running from what you like?
No, I just because, I don't want to do that. It's like...
Diddle yourself to Louis Anderson, don't you? Just... Come on. Survey says.
No, I mean, my ex-husband was fat, and now my ex-boyfriend's fat, and I'm like, only skinny guys need to apply from this point on. That's
you're just
it, you
doing
know?
Fucking hipsters now. Skinny jeans.
Yeah, forget it, man. But it was weird, and I was like, what is that? And I started Googling it, and it was crazy. It was like, and like, I would drink a lot of Gatorade, because it's very, you get thirsty. It's very dehydrating.
I'm sure when you're just spraying your liquids all over the place, you need to replenish.
But
why doesn't Gatorade ever put that commercial out? Having Amy just running around squirting all over the place,
just like black and white, like colored squirt.
Yeah, yeah,
like Gatorade colored squirt.
Open up her Gatorade.
Is it coming out of you? Gatorade. Oh. Is it out of you?
Is it out of you?
But you gotta do, you gotta want to do laundry. That shit's messy. It's like you gotta put towels down every time before you have sex. It's a nightmare.
I once banged a chick in a Phantom, like the high end Rolls Royce Phantom,
right?
and I had a limo driver, and I'm just pounding this chick, and it is fucking like, it's like a, sprinkler system.
Like the fountains at the Bellagio.
And this dude, and this dude starts freaking out so much, the owner of the car, he's like, please, sir, go fucking my Mercedes. This poor Persian guy. And the guy just started crushing it in the Mercedes after that. But sprinkler systems.
In the Mercedes, too?
In the Mercedes.
Bad call to move cars if you're that guy, in retrospect.
Yeah, seriously. Right.
Just ruin the one.
Ruin the one. Exactly. Obviously not a Jew.
Yeah.
I say that as a Jew.
You've been awesome. Please, let's talk about this YouTube project you just worked on, and then we'll bring in our next guest.
So, you know, I'd been doing comedy for 5 years.
And you're funny as fuck. One time we gigged together, you fucking put me deep. And I had to really work hard. And you know, if I'm working hard, you had a good set. You put me fucking deep.
I know. I was like, follow that, bitch. You fucking ate it.
Let's not go crazy.
If he ate it, you would have squirted.
Let's not go crazy with the eating it. I fucking fought like a champion. Okay.
So I haven't really been doing stand-up. I just took a break, and I've been working on the writing. And then, so my friend was doing the set for, there's this Kiss FM DJ named Chuy Martinez, and he's like this big Mexican guy. And there's this new YouTube variety show, and it's kind of like Jackass meets Spike TV.
Perfect.
And so I guess they were looking for a writer. Someone dropped out, and they're like, we need someone raunchy and urban. And my friend was like, I've known this girl since she was 19. They called me, and I sent in my stuff and some of my writing partner's stuff, and we were in the studio the next day. We shot about 9 episodes, and they've been airing. The first one aired last Wednesday.
So where can they – what's the URL or whatever where they can find us?
Like, it's just – it's El Show, ELSHOW with Chuy Martinez, and it's very wrong. It's like, it's, you know, I mean, the first one we did was Know Your Peeps. It was like a racial game show.
Which we need more of.
Right. I mean, you know, and they take all the big YouTube stars and they come on and they do whatever they do. If they rap or, you know, we had the Mortal Kombat guys come on and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, you are awesome. I'm so happy for your success.
Thank you.
You got great stuff going on. And because you crushed it so hard, someone gets a little vibrator for her magic monkey. Here, you going to catch it?
Yes.
There we go.
Catch it with your vagina. Yep. No, there you go.
Jesus Christ.
For those of you who are listening.
Hand this to her.
Throw it at her forehead?
Sir? Hand it to her.
Here we go. Sam just broke a vibrator.
Right? And should've, then I had a seizure.
Should have been wearing the helmet. I know.
Amy Dresner, everybody. Amy Dresner! You crushed it. Stay in the room. But now we got another special guest coming in. Okay, I did an earlier show on Playboy Radio.
How many hours of radio have you done today?
No, I did. This is a couple weeks ago. What was the name of the show that I did earlier? It was Bob and Jessica Live. Phenomenal show. Bob was in New York, so Jessica was nice enough to have me on. I come in the show. I'm sitting in the studio, and she's like, "You got to hear this girl. This phenomenal rapper. You should have her on your naughty show." And I'm like, okay, I could hear it. And she just played this video, and the fucking rap was so good. And so I email her after, like, hey, man, you're the fucking shit. So I started emailing her, and she's like, oh, thank you for the support. And I kept emailing her. And I think after a while, she started thinking I was some creepy fucking dude. Just
so
creeping up.
Because
I did, you're great. Come on this, kid. Come on this. So we're very happy. She extended her stay in Los Angeles. She's meeting with everybody.
Oh, wow.
Please welcome boyfriend. Boyfriend.
Hello.
Is it double boyfriend? One boyfriend. That's what
depends on the mood you're in.
Yeah. And your website is boyfriend69.com.
Boyfriend69.com. I said it's boyfriend69.com.
Oh, I just need you in my life. You're like a tire commercial. You just have jingles all the fucking time. That's phenomenal.
Well,
thank you for coming
on the internet. You can find me there.
You do. You have some great videos. Congratulations on everything.
Thanks. Congratulations to you. This is the most festive studio I've ever been in.
Right? It's
cobwebs
fun.
Everywhere.
I know. They should really clean
this
fucking
place. It's actually Amy's jizz all over the place.
Filthy.
Yeah. Amy jizzes like a water fountain and it just crystallizes. That's going to be an episode of CSI. We're going to find out
who. Right? It's all those drugs coming out of my system.
There's actually 10 Mogwais just stating under there right now.
That's very
You're
accurate.
Killing it tonight, buddy. You're killing it tonight.
I don't say much, but
it's
when I do.
It's the cigar. Ladies love the cigar. Let me ask you something. Boyfriend, you live in New York City? Where do you live? Where do you live?
But I like that guess. Yeah. I live in New Orleans, also a new city.
So what's the hip hop scene in New Orleans like?
It's wild. I mean, there's people there that have been doing it since it's been able to be done, and they have their opinions. But then there's, you know, New
that
Orleans.
That sounds interesting. We'll get into that.
Right.
They have their opinions. That's what we want to talk about.
Yeah. That was very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Someone's learned to play the game right there.
Well, no, it's actually a really welcoming place. Like, the old school people are legit. I actually have a show with Manny Fresh on Saturday.
Where you got a show at?
At Maison.
Maison.
It's on Frenchman Street.
Oh,
with
congratulations.
None other than Gator booze with a pimped out Gucci suit. So he has.
You're
a
making a black zombie dance right there.
It's like a black zombie heard the song Brains.
My dream.
So what got you into hip hop and being a rapper and all that stuff?
Well, I grew up in a family of artists and songwriters and wordsmiths, and I was always the kind of corporate white sheep of the family, like pushing papers and. Eventually, the words just came exploding out of me. You can almost say they squirted right out of me.
Oh!
Projectile.
You mean that was urine, though, right?
It ain't pee.
What's your take on the squirting topic? Pee, not pee.
It's not pee.
I've read academic literature.
You're so full of shit.
You're totally a squirter,
I can tell.
I wish. No, it's a goal of mine.
It happened to me. I was in my 40s when it started. I'm old.
Hey, where's the fat architect's number? Give it to her so he can bring
so
the wood.
So he can unlock it. He was like, this will never happen with anyone else. I cursed her vagina. I was like, fuck off. And it didn't for a while. And then one guy rocked it out. And I was like, oh, it's my superpower. Thank God.
That's good.
Was there penetration?
Yeah, but it's mostly, that's like more burbly. Mostly it's like with like fingering
right,
or like oral
that's what
stuff. Yeah.
Here, let me
that's
show
what
you.
The porn teaches me. Yeah.
I'll take it from hip hop to drip drop, if you know what I mean.
He's on fire!
It's true. Can I get a cigar?
Oh, yeah.
Only if you're good.
So you were working the corporate world, and then you just said, enough's enough.
Yeah, I literally was making copies in the copy room for an unnamed popular TV show and writing raps under my breath. And yeah, then it happened. It just all happened within like a month or two.
Oh,
I recorded a video, put it online, and just kind of became boyfriend. That was about a year ago.
And what was the song that blew you up? That got you.
Hunch and Munch.
Hunch and Munch.
Which is a huge hit in Romania, y'all. There's some blog that found it, posted it, and the text, of course, is in Romanian, but Google Translate says, if you don't know English, learn, right underneath my video. No other explanation. That's it.
So you can't go anywhere in Romania without being mobbed.
Yeah, it's such a pain.
They just opened up an improv there, too.
That's true.
So you'll be able to sell that place out.
That's great. So you wrote your first song, and you made a video of it?
Yes.
And you put it out there. And then Jessica was telling me you did a performance on her show, and like a lot of people heard about it, and it just blew the fuck up.
Yeah, if we're talking about the past, you know, 5 days.
You blew
things
up.
Are happening. Things
really?
Are happening. Taking meetings, you know, running around town. Got a rental car.
Oh, you're
bada bing, bada boom.
I want to hear some.
Yeah, I'm doing the finger gunshots.
I'm dying to hear some of this.
Do you want
to
hear a little rap?
Yeah,
let's do Hunch and Munch. Take them to the roots. Sam.
But here's the thing. Is there any way we can hear it in the room so everybody who doesn't have headphones can hear this awesome beats in the back and make it rock? I'm sorry that the zombie has to run around. What do you want me to do? Put this up? What's the song you're going to sing for us?
It's called Hunch and Munch.
So,
do y'all know what Hunch and Munch is?
No, talk.
Hunching and munching, that's dry humping.
Oh.
It's middle school. Okay. You know, pre-finger bang.
I thought that was eating out a guy who rang a bell.
No. Yeah.
It's to ride the Levi's
ridge. Got it. Okay.
I thought it involved crouching over an oral sex also.
We
should have played a game
hunch.
Called What's Hunch and Munch?
Hunch, apparently well, hunching is the... Hunching
no, it's with
that,
your
you
jeans
know,
on and you're just grinding.
Yeah, that, you know that zipper ridge? Yeah. It's like rock hard no matter what's... It's great for a middle
girl.
School...
Rock hard.
It's great for a middle school chick because you can hump it three times and be like,
Yeah, and then there's like a tortured boy who's like, that was fun, but little do you know he's going home like, my red, red penis.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
For sure. But you don't care when you're young. You're just like, I'm going to grind on this chick. Yeah. And then you get home and you got Indian burn. You're like, what the fuck did I do to myself?
Oh, no.
I want to do it again, though.
I got to take 3 days and then I can do it again.
By the way, Indian burns when you get herpes from a Native American.
You should hear my song, Cherokee.
Should I?
She's Cherokee, bro.
Ain't no white bitch, I'm Cherokee.
Are you really?
I am.
Cool.
What's enough.
What's your Indian name?
Enough to count.
Shove that cigar up your ass.
I know, it's for the environment.
She's about to tomahawk your nuts. What's your take on the Washington Redskins thing? Change the name, keep the name.
Shifting gears.
I heard that they finally changed their name to the DC Redskins.
Yeah, which is nice. Finally.
Love it.
Finally.
Finally. Put it
Listen,
to rest.
Finally.
If you guys can't play the music in this thing, we can? All right. When can we start it? I want to hear this shit.
Boom.
Can you hear it?
I can't hear a thing, but I'm just feeling the vibes.
What do you think of Fukushima?
There it is.
Here we go.
Oh. Sex is great, I'm always fucking with rappers, but I like my sex safe, always fucking with rappers. It's great sex with latex, it's stashed in my black purse. I get laid with no AIDS, no parades, and black hearse. Sex my curse, I'm addicted to it. It can't get worse, show me your dick and I'll do it. I'll make your balls burst, towel sexy, I screw it. But ladies come first, if I ain't creaming you, blew it and I knew it. I knew that you'd be skeeting too soon. Blame it on that liquor, blame it on the blue moon. You dirty tease, you didn't please, I'll sweep you out with a broom. Once you leave before I sleep, I'll make a pussy monsoon. No one to eat, I'll have to beat it to a porn in my room. Then boom, 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 my neighbor's knocking. Till late, I'll have to vibrate till my dildo's stopping. Spray around the place until my bed sheet's sopping. That's talking about squirt, y'all. Alright, listen up. I try to keep my mouth shut, rhyming so hazardous. But when I move my butt, I raise you up like Lazarus. Swing, I see you pitching a tent. Your dick's in me so much, you'll have to charge dick rent. My mind stays bent on fucked up games. Like, how long can you fuck me with the fuck in my brain? Like, how long can you choke me with the feeling of shame? Well, let's have a threesome, you, me, Mary Jane. It's insane how many bitches won't fuck outdoors. Only in the bed, they're never fucking on floors. Only missionary, never down on the fours. Well, my puss so sweet, sell my juice in the store. Well, sex my sport. I'm the MVP. I'm always DTF. I'll never be a tease. Bitches call me up like, help us please, please. I say, oh please. Did you say you haven't touched yourself yet? Next time you're in the hot tub, put your puss on that jet. And don't forget, who taught you about that first time, please? Number one horny chick, that's your boyfriend, that's me. That's your boyfriend, that's me. Boyfriend69.com. Boyfriend69.com. I said it, boyfriend69.com. Can you hear the Romanians just...
Oh, yeah. They're going crazy.
Going wild.
They're charging castles right now. That was awesome! That was
Thank
so
you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I'm like strangely attracted to her now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here we
go. Do you go the both
Look
ways?
Out.
Hey.
Huh?
Do you go both ways?
Not really, but...
Those rhymes are so good. You're
right.
You're
yeah,
ready
that
to
was
chop.
Hot, right?
You Super also hot. Used to not have orgasms, so, I mean, you know what I mean? We just got to wait them out.
Wow.
That was
awesome.
That was really great, yeah.
Well, thank you.
So what's the process?
Much obliged. Much obliged.
That was great. Thanks.
What's the process of coming up with a rap like that? I mean, do you go out, you live life, and then you write about it? Or do you just like, hey, this would be fun to rap
Straight
about?
Straight out of the journal.
Straight
wow.
out.
Wow.
So you got a diary at home. You're like, dear diary, this guy dry humped me. I wonder what Romania is like. And then you're like, I'm just going to turn this into a
manifest destiny, man.
Manifest destiny. Nice.
What I love is that you said you were working like doing copies for some show, but you're rapping on your breath. So
I
like,
was.
Hey, how's the copies going? Well, I'm squirting on my dick and my pussy. <dick. laughs> And the copies? Oh, they're done.
They're done.
That's how you get through the day job, man. I used to have a day job where I valeted at the Standard Hotel, and the only way I could get through it is if I just worked on my jokes all day. And it was so crazy because the other employees would just see me talking to myself because I'm just working on this material. It got so bad that the entire housekeeping department would not sit next to me during lunch. They were like, God. No, senor. No, 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 no. You sit over there, senor. No, no, sit here.
It's because you're Armenian.
Yes. I love how Armenian is the one of... I love how Armenian is the one group that everyone can just fucking tee off
it's
on.
Nice. You should appreciate that. It's kind of like... It's kind of the melting pot of mockery. And yeah. I think you should respect that. It's where white people are comfortable enough going.
Yeah, Sam, exactly. I was in Glendale recently. And
here we go. Let me guess.
What's with the men in the ballet flats that they sport? You know what I mean? What is that?
Why do I got to explain it, man? We're just people hanging
out. What's in the shoes, Sam? It's tabbouleh, isn't it?
I'll tell you what's in the shoes. Nasty nails, man. Armenian men don't get any work done on their feet.
That's fucked up. I think we should respect the culture a little bit, Sam.
Yeah, too far. Too far.
Well, what do you... Hold on. Are you telling me there's a bunch of Armos in Louisiana?
There's an Armo right behind me who I brought with me. I didn't want you to be lonely.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. Let's see
I did my research.
Did you bring an Armenian from Louisiana?
All the way.
That's
I towed
so
him
weird.
All
That's
the way
crazy.
Here.
It's like bringing a black guy to Africa. What are we doing here? What was that? Like a zombie. Racism! Racism! Now, you got a couple new songs coming out, right? You're about to drop one in a day or two.
Can Always. We
talk? What's the next one? I love the name of your next song coming out.
It's you mean Granny Fucker?
How great is that name? Please tell me what Granny Fucker is going to be about.
The name says it all, y'all. I wrote a song about being addicted to gilfing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's your swag? Hag swag. Like, where's your geriatric slide. I'm trying to create this whole culture that
of
just fetishizes.
Grandmas.
Yeah, it's that proximity to death. What a turn on, right?
Do you wow. feel? Do you feel that if you
a
put the hard work
in mm-hmm.
now, I'm promoting gilfing.
Uh huh.
That when you eventually become a gilf, you're going to see the fruits of your labor.
So you caught on to my long game.
Yeah.
That's a great.
That'd be your grapefruits of your labor.
This girl is Johnny Appleseed of dick. She's planting seeds.
Very
so
calculated.
So when she's like 90,
That's
she's just going to be getting crushed.
That's the idea.
So do you have an album coming out? Are you working on an album?
I have a full length album that I'm sitting on right now. I'm trying to, I'm just hustling. So you'll hear about it. It's like if Alanis Morissette rapped.
Right.
Know? It's like kind of angry and.
Cool.
I sing a little bit.
I dig it.
How do men react to your raps? I mean, obviously, I loved your flows. They were fucking phenomenal. But, like, are you getting a lot of male groupies? Are you getting female groupies? Who's
both. Actually, my shows are super diverse. And that's been a comment I've heard a lot in New Orleans is they see
you got everything.
Folks
Black
from all,
guys, white chicks.
Yeah.
Futuristic Asians.
Yeah, I was going to say sprinkle a little, paprika dust of Asians in there, too. You got them all. And all ages. Bisexuals, transsexuals.
Oh, you get a lot of trannies at your
ghosts and spirits.
Oh, you get ghosts.
I get haints.
Oh my God, does Tupac show up? His spirit?
Not yet.
The hologram is available though.
Has anyone toured available. With that guy?
The rental fee for that.
I was supposed
to
work with the Tupac hologram, but it was late as shit. Unbelievable.
Let me ask you: can we hear another song?
Yes, you can.
What song do you got?
Well, I mean, to keep it on theme, I'm going to do "Like My Hand Did."
Okay.
Which is, well, you'll see
yep.
what it's about. Okay. Another early, these are old school jams.
Yeah, well, I would love to hear You're Granny Fucker, but roots. We can't hear that till it drops,
it's
right?
It's true, yeah, it's true.
God, you and your rules. You and your fucking
I could tell you stories.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever fucked a granny?
Did you not hear the Barbara Bush thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, he fisted Barbara Bush.
So. I did.
Howdy doody,
How'd
also
go?
Fingered him.
I was anally subjugated by a puppet.
You got a little wood. That's all right.
I got a little wood. Yeah. Exactly. There was a time, though, you're talking about rehab. It was 1981.
Oh, boy.
I got a guest spot on the Love Boat. During one of the breaks in shooting, I'm doing 8-ball out of Charo's belly button. When she starts going, coochie, 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 I said, honey, I got to finish the blow first. Transformers!
Transformers!
We had Charo on El Show. She's amazing. She has still the same hair, the same body. She never shuts the fuck up. She's like on all the time. She's
why
amazing.
Why would you change when you're awesome? Like, why would you think that game would change, man? She's fucking awesome. So do we have the music ready? All right. What's the name of this song? And
Like My Hand Did.
I love you.
Available on boyfriend69.com. I said it's boyfriend.
69.com. You want me to do the plugs first?
Do the plugs first.
Okay, hold on. We're going to do the song. Let's go through our plugs real quick. What are we plugging?
Go to naughtyshow.net. If you go to the shop button, you go to the donation link, you can see all the packages that we've been talking about at the beginning of the show. That's where you do that. Click merch, and you'll go to our store, pick up a t-shirt.
Okay. What show do you got coming up, boyfriend?
Well, I'm about to go play a set in L.A.
Where at?
It's called The Private Island, and it's in MacArthur Park, and you can look it up on Facebook. It's super exclusive.
Oh,
underground.
Look at you.
Underground.
Hollywood insider.
Yeah. But the real deal is, you know, with Manny Fresh on Saturday, Maison, New Orleans.
Well, we'll put a tweet out, and we'll let everybody know. What? Amy, what do you want people to check out?
Facebook. Find me on Facebook, Amy Dresner. You can read my stuff on The Fix, After Party Chat, Frisky. Unbound Box. You can check out El Show. You want to see Charo in a quinceañera fashion show and other craziness. Yeah, that's it.
All right, Skippy Green.
I've got lickmyballs.cc, my album Lick My Balls on iTunes. Anytime you want to lick my balls after Sam's mom, you're more than welcome. And Twitter at Skippy Green. And go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Twitter, my Twitter too, Amy Dresner.
Okay, very funny, both of them.
And you got anything you want? Sammy.
I think you'll already be coming back by...
I'll be back. I'll be going somewhere else when you hear this, but I'm not sure where.
Okay, cool, cool. So. Well, I'm doing a lot of gigs with Joe Rogan. I'll be in Tennessee with him. Then I have an awesome gig. I'll be in Edmonton at the Comic Strip the second week in November, so please come check it out. I'm very excited. I'm going to record my CD up there. So the last time I was there, I had the best time of my life. If you're in Edmonton, come to the Comic Strip. I'm so excited about performing there. And that guys, Luminati, thank you for all the support. You're always crushing it. And with that, let's bring it on home with another song from one of my favorite performers, my good friend, Boyfriend. That's when you hit the music, when I do the dramatic lead into it.
Dramatic pause.
Dramatic pause.
Best friend.
Best friend. No music.
Best friend is. Is your best friend against
you? We have a zombie and a man in a sweater.
Okay, that's ooh, good. Interesting work. Open. I like that.
Yeah.
Why are you calling? Why do you call yourself boyfriend? What's that about?
Because everybody has a feeling about that word. You either want one, you have one, you need one, you hate yours. You're jealous of that other one.
Nice.
You want to be one.
Nice.
You're tired of being one.
Okay.
It's a heavy.
Right? Absolutely. It's got a lot of charge around
it's
it.
It's heavy.
How come it's not MC Boyfriend?
Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a McDonald's.
That's really uncalled for.
Dated. Dated. Boo.
Who's running this fucking interview?
Shut it down.
Do we have the song?
Boyfriend, when you're in the studio and you say turn up the headphones, do you guys mean it?
Yes.
That's interesting. You
turn
need better
up.
Technicians because
turn
I don't
up.
I always hear Kanye. He's always like, "Yo, turn up the headphones."
I can't
like,
hear my snare. I can't hear
like,
my snare.
Who are these guys? Start with high and let's work backwards. That's what I think.
You don't want to blow up the eardrums.
Oh, that's true. But yeah, that's fair.
You got to gradually work your way up.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
To deafness.
I will just,
like
I'll just spit right here on the spot if we're
how
having technical
that?
Difficulties.
She's just going to spit.
Yeah,
nice. She's just going to spit
I'm
acapella.
Just spit.
God.
Acapella.
Hey. Yeah. Okay.
Do you want any kind
ready?
Of thing?
She's just going to spit
if
it.
If you feel so moved.
She's going to spit it.
All right, y'all.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Three.
She looked like a
two, one, spit.
All the bitches be hating because they know that I'm the best dressed. Staring at my titties like I'm going through a breast test. Fuck you so hard, the next day you'll be on bed rest. Better be on life support, I leave them bitches breathless. Better take a breath, or I'll run out of breath to spit. Psych like Ike Turner turning out another hit. Leslie's be licking clit, babies be sucking tit. Doggies be taking shit, and hipsters trying to get with it. I'm in the show biz, trying to fuck with no kids. Swallow when I go down because I like the taste of blown jizz. Eat eggs, poaches, kill cockroaches. Hate to see bitches walking around wearing coaches. My style encroaches amazing taste. I circumvent the planet like Amazing Race. I ate in 80 countries at the age of 8. Like Destiny's Child, my luck's my fate. Like black cats in your path, doing acrobats around myself with pussy because I love the Aristocats. LA's my habitat. The South is where my heart is at. The car I drive's a Beamer. Boyfriend's body covered up in tats. I'm always thrifty. My style's outlandish. Yo tengo mucho swag. I'm even stylish in Spanish.
You are awesome. That was Boyfriend. Boyfriend 69. We love you. Playboy Radio, whoop, The whoop, Naughty whoop. Show, All Things Comedy. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a great week. Take care. Bye bye.
Oh, make me over. I'm all out.